KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Oregon scored 61 points in the second half yesterday, and they raced by the Iowa Hawkeyes 108-97 in the second round of the NIT tournament. The Hawkeyes jumped out to an early 15-point lead, but the Ducks fought back to within 51-47 at halftime, and then made 18 of 25 shots in the second half, also making 28 of 32 from the foul line.
They press, and they play matchup against everybody every game. Well, we just blew it right through them. You know, we didn't turn it over, and we destroyed the matchup. And we had a ton of guys scoring, and we had offensive rebounding opportunities. So offensively, we were in great shape. Defensively, we broke down at the end of the first half and midway through the second half. You know, I'm really proud of our guys and proud of what they've accomplished this year. Disappointed a little bit in how we defended there, but, you know, it's part of growing up.
That was head coach Fran McCaffrey. Sophomore guard Devin Marble had a career-high 31 points to lead Iowa, including 7 of 8. Make that 7 of 7 from three-point range.
You know, he just keeps getting better. He's not afraid. I mean, the thing I love about him, you're in a very difficult environment on the road, postseason play. He drops 31. No big deal. You know, 5 assists, no turnovers. I mean, he was a point guard. He was handling the ball. He was distributing. And he was defending. He got rebounds. I mean, that kid today was absolutely phenomenal.
Well, Marble was happy with his own game, disappointed with the way the game came out, but he said the future looks bright for the program.
This was a good run by us. Of course, we wanted to end up in New York. Unfortunately, that didn't happen, but with the new guys coming in, and, you know, got to get them right, and I'm going to make sure that I put the work in so I can come back and become a leader that I need to become and take that next step for this team and so with other guys. So I think this was a good way to start off this spring.
Iowa finishes their season with a record of 18-17. Sammy Givens scored 28 points to lead Drexel to a 65-63 win over Northern Iowa Sunday, the second round of the NIT. Chris Fouch added 16 points for the Dragons, who will host Massachusetts in a quarterfinal round game on Tuesday. Johnny Moran scored 19 points to lead the Panthers. Drexel led by as many as 18 in the first half before Moran's three-pointer with 34 seconds left closed the margin to 61-60. Northern Iowa then fouled Givens out of a timeout. He made one of two free throws with 24 seconds to go. The Panthers' Anthony James missed a driving layup at the other end, and Damian Lee hit two free throws with 12 seconds left to make it 64-60. Chip Rank gave the Panthers life with a three-pointer with 6 seconds left, but France Massenet made one of two free throws before Moran's last-second three-point attempt was off the back of the rim. Panthers end their season with a mark of 20-14. In the NCAA tournament yesterday, North Carolina advanced to the round of 16 of the NCAAs for the 25th time in history, but it may have been costly. Kendall Marshall fractured a bone in his right wrist in the second half of the Tar Heels' 87-73 win over Creighton in the Midwest Regional. The left-handed point guard wound up with 18 points and 11 assists to help North Carolina improve to 31-5. Marshall's status for the rest of the NCAA tournament is unknown. He's the quarterback of North Carolina's fast-paced attack, and if he can't play, that would be a pretty big blow. John Henson had 13 points and 10 rebounds and 4 block shots to help the Tar Heels build a 15-point first-half lead and cruise to the win. Doug McDermott paced Creighton with 20 points. Next up for top seed North Carolina will be Ohio University. The Bobcats became just the 7th team seeded 13th or lower to reach the Sweet 16 with a 62-56 win over South Florida. Walter Offutt had 21 for Ohio and DJ Cooper added 19. The last time Ohio made it to the round of 16 was 1964. Kansas avoided being the third number 2 seed to lose on the opening weekend of the tournament. The Jayhawks got 18 points from Elijah Johnson, including the go-ahead basket in the final minute in a 63-60 win over upset-minded Purdue. Thomas Robinson added 11 points and 13 rebounds for Kansas, which didn't take the lead until just over 3 minutes to go in the game. Robbie Hummel helped the Boilermakers open an early 11-point lead by scoring 22 of his 26 points before intermission. Ryan Smith had his potential game-tying three-pointer carom off the backboard and hit the front of the rim before falling away. The Jayhawks will face North Carolina State in the round of 16. The Wolfpack is making its first trip to the regional semifinals since 2005 after holding off third-seeded Georgetown 66-63. C.J. Leslie, Scott Wood, and C.J. Williams shared the scoring honors for the Wolfpack with 14 points apiece. Michigan State survived a scare while advancing to the round of 16. Draymond Green scored 16 points with 13 rebounds, and he set up Keith Appling's late three-pointer to give top-seeded Michigan State a 65-61 victory over ninth-seeded St. Louis in third-round play. Appling finished with a game-high 19 points. Michigan State will play number 4-seed Louisville in the West Regional Semis Thursday in Phoenix. Xavier heads back to the Sweet 16 for the fourth time in 5 years after beating Lehigh 70-58. 7-foot center Kenny Freeze scored a career-high 25 points and had 12 rebounds in the win. Lehigh will have to be content with departing the tournament with the lofty memory of their stunning upset of second-seeded Duke on Friday. Xavier next takes on Baylor in the regional semifinals. Florida put an emphatic end to Norfolk State's Cinderella story in the NCAA tournament. The Gators put together an early 25-0 run to take command, and they rolled to an 84-50 win over 14th-seeded Spartans. Kenny Boynton scored 20 to lead 5 Gators in double figures. Marcus Tamaras added 12 for Norfolk State, which stunned 2nd-seeded Missouri on Friday. And Cincinnati are in the last spot in the Sweet 16 with a 62-56 win over Florida State last night. Deion Dixon stole the ball and went in for a dunk to give the Bearcats the lead for good with a minute 32 left. He finished with 15 points. Cincinnati will take on Ohio State in Boston Thursday, giving the state of Ohio 4 teams in the final 16. In women's college hoops yesterday, LaShia Clarendon scored 16 points, and 8th-seeded California nearly lost a big lead before hanging on to beat Iowa 84-74 in the first round of the NCAA tournament. The Golden Bears watched a 16-point lead slip to 6 when Iowa's Camille Wallin and Kelly Cry hit late three-pointers. Boyd added 15 points, 8 assists, and 6 steals for Cal, which had a 41-29 rebounding edge, including 19-7 on the offensive boards. Wallin led number 9 seed Iowa with 15 points. Clarendon made 2 free throws with 41 seconds left as Cal pushed the lead back to 10, and they stopped that rally as the Hawkeyes' season came to a close with a mark of 19-12. In the NBA yesterday, it was Atlanta over Cleveland at 103-87. The LA Clippers needed overtime to beat Detroit 87-83. Sacramento downing Minnesota 115-99. Memphis beat Washington 97-92. Miami by 10 over Orlando 191-81. It was Phoenix over Houston 99-86. Oklahoma City down Portland 111-95. Utah beat the LA Lakers 103-99. In the National Hockey League, Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh in overtime 3-2. It was Chicago downing Washington 5-2. Columbus a double overtime 2-1 winner over Calgary. Nashville beat Anaheim 3-1. Phoenix in double overtime 3-2 over Edmonton, while Carolina beat Winnipeg 4-3. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In football news, the Kansas City Chiefs agreed to contracts with veteran offensive tackle Eric Winston and quarterback Brady Quinn on Saturday. Winston was released by the Houston Texans Monday in a surprising move that saved the team about $4.5 million against the salary cap. He'd started every game he played in over the last 5 seasons at right tackle. Winston will also play on the right side for the Chiefs, as he'll take over for Barry Richardson, who became a free agent after struggling much of last season. Quinn hasn't appeared in a regular season game since 2009 with Cleveland. He was a backup with Denver last season. Chiefs general manager Scott Pioli called upgrading the offensive line a priority this offseason. Well, spurned by Peyton Manning, the Dolphins' search for a new quarterback continues. Free agent Alex Smith met with the Dolphins for 5.5 hours on Sunday. The 2005 number one overall draft pick led San Francisco to the NFC Championship game last season when the team ended an 8-year playoff drought. The 49ers are believed to be one of the finalists in the Manning sweepstakes, along with Tennessee and Denver. The Dolphins also had shown interest in the free agent quarterback Matt Flynn, but the Packers' backup QB signed with the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday. Flynn was sensational in Green Bay's regular season finale, while starter Aaron Rodgers rested up for the playoffs. He threw for 6 touchdowns against Detroit and was one of the hottest free agents on the market. In racing, Brad Keselowski grabbed the first win of the season with a strong run in the Sprint Cup race at Bristol Motor Speedway. Keselowski led a race-high 232 laps and battled back and forth with Matt Kenseth for the final third of the race. A late caution forced Penske Racing to decide if Keselowski should pit or try to hold off Kenseth on one final restart. Keselowski stayed out, easily held off runner-up Kenseth on the restart, and drove away to put a Dodge in victory lane. All four manufacturers in NASCAR now have a win, and we're only 4 races into the season. In golf, Luke Donald rolled in a 6-foot birdie putt on the first extra hole to win a 4-way playoff at the Transitions Championship to reclaim the number one world ranking. Donald was the last of the foursome to attempt his birdie in the playoff and watched it slide into the left side of the cup for the victory. Jim Furyk, Robert Garrigus, and Bae Sang Moon finished tied for second. Donald replaces Rory McIlroy, who's been number one for 2 weeks. Lauren Roberts shot a 2-under-69 to claim the Toshiba Classic for his 13th Champions Tour victory as he finished 2 shots ahead of Tom Kite, Bernard Longer, and Mark Calcavecchia. Yanni Tseng two-putted for par from 40 feet to hold off Ai Miyazato and Na Yon Choi by a stroke and win the LPGA Founders Cup. The top-ranked Taiwanese star won her 14th LPGA Tour title and second in 4 events this year as she closed with a 4-under-68 to finish at 18 under par. And in high school track over the weekend, Atlantic participating in the girls' Central College indoor meet. The Trojans had 3 place winners in that meet. Melanie Nielsen was second in the 200 meters. Allie Krogman was runner-up in the 3,000 meters, while in the 4x200 meter relay team placed second as well, with Melanie Nielsen, Taylor Berry, Mackenzie Holmes, and Allie Siggins making up the squad. They'll practice through the week and then be off to the University of South Dakota indoor meet next Saturday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.